I'm so excited, Martin, that we could track you down. Martin Nolan is the executive director and chief financial officer and principal of Julian's Auctions. We mentioned earlier there was a Fleetwood Mac auction over the weekend, and most of us at first glance, Martin thought, what? They're auctioning off Christine McVie's stuff just days after she passed? But you've been working with her for about a year to prepare for this auction. Is that right?
Yes, Lisa. It's so shocking, the news when it came during the week. But for a whole year, I mean, Christine's team, the people she works with, came to see us when we did the Amy Winehouse auction and the Sylvester Stallone auction November, December of last year. And that's when we started on the journey of doing the auction for Christine. And it was a fun project. She was fully engaged. She was loving the process, letting go, downsizing. And then she also encouraged John McVie and Mick Fleetwood to also include items in the sale. So three band members from Fleetwood Mac this weekend, set in stone for a year. And, you know, Christine throughout the year kept giving us more and more stuff. And the last roundup was jewelry sometime in the summer. And she was really looking forward to this. In fact, I think one of the last tweets she ever posted was to say that the auction is live online. So people have been bidding for more than 3 weeks before the auction. They could see all the items. We had this amazing catalogue. In fact, we have a video of Christine on the catalogue singing Songbirds. So, like, this was just an absolute auction to celebrate the life of Fleetwood Mac and give fans, collectors, museums, investors all over the world an opportunity to own something from such an incredible, iconic band. I grew up in Ireland, Lisa. The Fleetwood Mac is in my DNA. And sadly, then the news came that we lost Christine. Such a shock.
I can't imagine being in the situation of hosting this auction just days after she passed. But I know part of the proceeds went to Music Cares, and that was a nonprofit organization that she felt strongly about. Why did Stevie Nicks not donate anything?
So, as I mentioned, we started with Christine, and, you know, she was ready to let go and to downsize, etc. In fact, Music Cares, the charity that was important to Christine, Fleetwood Mac were honored by Music Cares as Person of the Year in 2018. They performed live at Radio City Music Hall. I was there sitting center stage, enjoying every moment of it. It was an incredible night. And then to work on Christine's auction with John and Mick, and for a portion of, generous portion of the proceeds to be donated back to Music Cares, which is the charitable component of the Grammys, musicians helping other musicians in need. It doesn't get any better than that when it comes to the feel-good factor. And that was important to Christine. Stevie, you know, everyone makes their own decision. I'm sure at some stage in the future she may decide to do an auction, but the time wasn't right for her now. And it has to be right for the people when they decide to let go, because you and I have stuff. We have a hard time letting go, even taking a walk to the thrift shop to get rid of an old T-shirt from high school. And so everyone is the same. And so for Christine and John and Mick, the time was right. They let go. In fact, John McVie was in the room for the auction on Sunday. And that was really nice for him to be there and walk among Christine and his items and Mick's items and just take a trip down memory lane. You know, it's part of our pop culture history, but sadly, you know, there comes an end, and Christine, sadly, we've lost her, but we have all the amazing music, and we have all those iconic items that she chose herself to include in the auction, and that's what's nice with this, and the catalogue is an amazing history book, telling the story, documenting what they achieved from the 70s right up to today.
And Martin, who is your typical buyer? Are these people who pay, you know, $56,000 for the dress she wore on the back of Rumors to display it in a restaurant or, you know, a bar? Or are these people who want it for their personal collection?
So everybody is included in the auction. As I said, people have been bidding for 3 weeks before the live event on Saturday and Sunday at Julian's in Beverly Hills. The dress you mentioned, the Rumors dress, is actually going to a museum. I expect they'll make their own announcement once they have the dress on display so that people will go and see it. And that's what's the nice thing about this. These are three-dimensional items, items of clothing, musical instruments, home furnishings, artwork that people can relate to. And if these items are on display in a museum, we've lost Christine, but we have these items now. We still get to go and see them. We can still listen to the music, watch the videos. That's what people love. And also, Lisa, people see these items now as investment pieces, and there was a huge increase in the interest in the auction once Christine passed away, because they realized, oh, she's gone. Now we have to go and get something, own something from her house, own something from her stage performances, own some piece of jewelry that she wore. And right. that's what people are now clinging on to. And in years to come, very likely, because they're so well documented in the catalogue, coming directly from Christine's home, they will increase in value because the provenance is solid.
Martin Nolan is with Julian Auctions. They do a lot of celebrity auctions when people just want to downsize. And talking about Christine McVie, she passed last week, but she had spent the last year helping curate this auction. Before I let you go, the most money was brought in for those wooden balls that were dangling from Mick Fleetwood's waist on the cover of Rumors. What were they for originally? What is that about? They sold for $128,000.
I thought I just got away without you asking me that question, and you delivered right at the end. Well, first of all, it gave us all a massive laugh when those balls sold, wooden balls that hung on the of Mick's belt on the cover of the Rumours album. He toured with them, something that he sort of identified with, and he claims he has a big set, and so he said, let's sell them. And we sold them for $128,000, which, of course, is incredible. But just, again, it made us laugh. Huge cheering and all that in the gallery when they actually sold. We didn't think they would make that amount, but they certainly did. They go to a new home now, and probably in years to come, someone will sell them for even more than they paid for today. So, yeah, kudos to them.
Thank you so much for jumping on the radio with us and sharing. And I'm excited about talking to you about future auctions as well.
Absolutely. Hey, we've ET coming up in 2 weeks, so check back with me.
Holy smokes. You're busy.
Yeah.
Newsroom temperature check coming up next, but first a check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld.